Right, let's start this one off with cricket. A big challenge awaits the Proteas women who take on defending champions Australia in their last group game in Indore later this morning. Now, Australia have dominated past meetings with South Africa, winning 16 of their clashes, with the Proteas' only ODI victory coming in February last year, thanks to Marizan Kapp's brilliant all-round display. But the Proteas women have turned the tide recently, with Anika Bosch's unbeaten 74 inspiring a famous T20 World Cup semi-final win in Dubai that sent them to a second straight final. Now, Bosch says they'll need to get the basics right if they to overcome the Aussies.
They're the best team in the world. It's really difficult to beat them, so you have to do the basics really well. And I think the team that does the basics better for longer and just kind of stays in control of the game for the longer period of time will end up being successful against them. But they are a really difficult side to beat.
Now, South Africa aimed to make history by finishing top of the round robin standings for the first time with a win against Australia, with that clash kicking off at 11:30. Ensuring a semi-final clash with fourth-placed India on Thursday. And then over to football now. Durban City boss Gavin Hunt thinks it's too soon to be talking about silverware as his side, who are one of three KZN teams in the Carling Knockout Cup, warms up for a quarter-final clash against Richards Bay FC at the Umhlatuzi Sports Complex today. Now, City, Richards Bay and Golden Arrows all remain in the hunt for a semi-final spot. Arrows host TS Galaxy at the Kings Relatini Stadium tomorrow, and a win there could see the province celebrate two teams in the last four. Now, Hunt feels it's a big deal for at least one team to head to the playoffs.
We wouldn't be talking about lifting a trophy yet, but it's important for certainly some Durban teams to maybe get in the semi-final. But as I said, it'll be a big battle and we've got to take our chances and defend well when we have to. That's pretty much the basis of a game.
Now, kickoff to the encounter between Richards Bay and Durban City is at 3 o'clock. Shifting to Formula One to close, Max Verstappen will be looking to continue his Formula One championship challenge at this weekend's Mexican Grand Prix. Now, the title holder, who won last weekend in the United States, set the pace in second practice. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.